are starting to do onesies for kids now.
Yeah, so cute.
Do you know what's changed, too? This has become even yet something more. So I was out and about yesterday. I think it's become this way. If you see somebody with a Love Up t-shirt, you can almost say, they're one of the good ones. If I need anything, if anybody, I need somebody to say something nice, the Love Up t-shirt person is my go-to. So I was at a crowded bar. I see the Love Up t-shirt. I'm like, totally talk to them. They're one of us.
And
they're
when you
good
wear
one. They're one of the good ones.
A Love Up t-shirt, you automatically become extremely good looking. Robin, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to tell you guys that I'm so excited. I just ordered my Love Up t-shirt.
Yay,
oh, perfect.
Good job.
Thanks, Robin. Send us a picture when you get it, okay?
I will be happy to.
Not to spend your money for you, Robin, but you're going to need more than one. So I would go back and get a couple of different colors, and it's only going to help the charity anyway. So you might as well look great, have more than one color, because, you know, you got to accessorize. So get we encourage you to buy more than one. Isn't that what they say at all the churches? We encourage you.
My son had a baseball game yesterday, and my wife was homesick. And so at the baseball game, people were asking me about the Love Up shirts, and the moms were right there, were like texting Love and ordering the shirts. So my wife started blowing up my phone, and I'm like, what's up? She's like, give me a rundown. What's going on at the game? I go, hey, I'm selling Love Up shirts over here.
Kind of busy.
You know, settle down. So, but speaking of, so my son had this game yesterday, and this is the first baseball game I've been to since I played in a softball tournament, the softball game 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Okay. So it's the first time where, like, you know, one of the reasons I agreed to do the softball tournament with you, Rich, was that because of my kids. And it was the first time where, like, when I got up to the plate, I was like, oh my God, this is horrifying. Like, I put myself in the place of my little 11-year-old son, and it freaked me out. So after the game, I was leaving. I said, Kemp, I got to tell you something. I totally felt for you when you get up there to the plate. And I go, like, is your stomach a knot? Are you nervous? And he's like, no.
I'm like, he knows what he's doing.
I'm like, you know, I go, I was nervous. And he goes, no. He goes, you want to know nervous, Dad? How about Winter Nationals? Because he played this Winter National tournament. He goes, and he starts giving me the scenario, which I can't repeat the scenario because I don't know. Like, my son tends to remember every play.
Like one of those two men on, two outs in the bottom of the night, one of those things.
They're playing against dingers and it's whatever. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, okay, you want to know nervous? I go, what about when you're up to the plate and it's the bottom of the ninth and it's, you know, two outs and we're down by two runs and Larry Fitzgerald's on second base and Greg Jennings on third base and Demaryius Thomas on first base and they bring up your dad, some DJ is the guy that's up. I go, then Richard Sherman robs your grand slam. How's that for nervous? And he says, how long are you going to use that? And I'm like, that's all I got, kid. That's
he's
all
like,
I got.
Forever. He's
treating you like a jock that was like a superstar in high school.
Yeah.
Had one big game and that's all that they relive that moment.
Yeah.
But this is not that. That was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
You can go 2 weeks.
I can still live it over.
You can go 2 weeks.
But how often have you been using that with him? Because Kemp will call you out.
It calls me
quicker
out
than anybody.
All the time, man. So it was just, but it was just kind of weird. I felt for him, even though he has no issue. Do you know what I mean? And it was funny. I love this moment too. So Kemp gets up to bat, and there's something about, like, I love my son's little body. He's got a little buff body, right? So he gets up, he looks like a little pro, and he nails his ball. And there's this, I'm hearing this trend, and tell me if you guys hear it or not. When somebody, and I hear it a lot in sports, but whenever somebody does something really good, like, you know, Rich on stage with guitar last night, like, he does a really cool riff. I see you, Rich Barra. Have you heard people say that?
Yes.
Yeah. I see you. Like, someone, so Kemp is up the bat and he nails his thing. And this, one of the coaches from the dugout goes, I see you, Rooster. I see you, Rooster. And then the rest of the kids in the dugout
there's
go, Bionic Rooster. They start calling him, because that was his nickname for a little bit with the long red hair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm going to start doing that now. Whenever, like, Kyle, you nailed the GBG. I see you, Kyle Unflug.
That's so hip right now.
I see you, Rich.
You would be on fleek if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
On fleek.
Right.
So how was your gig last night, Rich? Rich had a Cinco de Mayo, his band played.
It was a world tour for me. So I went from city to city yesterday. We had a thing in Tucson and then in Phoenix, but both on the same day for Cinco de Mayo. So the world tour after the show was just like nonstop. But I want to know something. At both places, they were really crowded. Everybody was super, super nice. What the hell do you people do for a living where you can just get off on a regular Tuesday and drink all day long?
It's not a regular Tuesday. It's Cinco de Mayo.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, I get that. But does your boss say, it's Cinco de Mayo, I want you to just drop everything you're doing, Jerry. Just go out and drink with everyone.
Well, without even knowing exactly everything you're saying, here's what's simple to me. Your first thing you were at was a lunch. The second thing you're at was a happy hour.
But
so they're at lunch break, and then work's over.
Okay, let's just dissect.
It's not like it was 2:30.
Let's just disapprove lunch. Let's take that out of the equation and let's go to happy hour. When I got there, there were many people who did not just show up and start drinking. They were clearly there from, I'd say, 2-ish on, judging by the redness of the eyes.
Again, Cinco de Mayo.